Patsy McGonigal is the manager of the Irish athletics team and joins me on the show now. Hi, Patsy.
How are you doing, Greg?
I'm doing very well, thanks very much, Patsy. And you're flat out, aren't you? Because we're preparing now for the Rio Olympics coming up at the start of August, and a really strong Donegal contingent. Are we punching above our weight?
Well, I mean, we're punching above any weight.
Can I just clarify that, Patsy, because that sounded wrong. What I mean is in terms of the whole country, you know, we're really well represented.
I know that. Absolutely, I understand that. No, look, we've got five people there on the list right now, and that's as good as it's ever been, and you've got to be very excited about that. So, you know, and they're coming from a variety of sports, you know, from rowing and from athletics and so on. So basically, it's a very positive, and from badminton, of course, with Chloe. So it's a very positive story and a very good story for Donegal, and it's an indication possibly that a lot of good things are happening out of Donegal.
And you know, in the past we've had fantastic athletes come from Donegal. You've been involved for so long, Patsy. I presume you always wonder, hopefully new people will come through, new names will come through, and we do see we have something of a conveyor belt going, which means that the structures are good.
Yes, absolutely, and that's exactly it. I get up every day, you know, excited about discovering somebody new and somebody with talent and somebody that will pursue my particular sport, and I'm sure other people in other sports are similar. But yes, we have a good conveyor belt going, and you know, it's from primary school right through, and it's just a matter of continue to develop that and being positive about that and supporting that and working hard at it, because, I mean, once you take your eye off the ball, the conveyor belt stops. So I think, you know, the primary school, that's where it all begins. That's where we got to keep working there and then moving through. Because, like, for example, this year in primary school athletics, we put 4,000 kids through the program and 1,300 in the finals. So, you know, you're bound to get kids there, and you just give them the opportunity. And then if they want to pursue the opportunity, grand, you know.
I mean, Chloe McGee, her third Olympics. What an achievement that is.
That's massive. That's really, really, really big time, because, you know, and it's very interesting, you know, we go through all of the athletes, the story of each individually. And, you know, there's always there's kind of a human interest story in them all. The McGees are unique in badminton and leading Irish sport. Chloe is, of course, the lead person in that family, and she's an absolute credit to Donegal, and she's been doing so, so well, and she's on the international stage for all of those years. And the first time I met her was in running up the stairs, would you believe, in Beijing in the Olympic Village. I hadn't met her previous to that, and although she tells me she did the primary school athletics with Rafo Central way back, but, you know, her story is a great story, and the McGee family is a massive story. So,
and what a commitment to sport, what a commitment to Irish sport. For three Olympics, I mean, you know, it's 12 years and beyond. That's intense training. That's competition. It's life-consuming. I mean, is that in that context, you know, other than the achievement, it's an amazing commitment.
It is an amazing commitment. And you know, I mean, you say 12 years. I mean, it's probably since the day she was born and was able to hold a badminton stick in her hand and stuff. You know, that probably began right then. And, you know, she was encouraged, obviously, by her family. Really, really encouraged. And That's where they ended up for her. So it's a good story.
Brendan Boyce, already an Olympian, of course. He's heading out to his second games.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, he's another very interesting story. You know, Milford guy. And he, you know, did his normal stuff that athletes do through school in terms of doing cross-country and running and stuff like that. Then found that walking was his thing. And then the endurance event of 50K, which is a tough, tough, tough event. Mm. I mean, you got to really go to the end of the world in a 50K race walk. And if you go to the Olympic Games or a World Championship, which he has done on numerous occasions, you just got to go, you know, your body's just, you got to deplete it completely, and you got to work very hard. And he's been training full-time, absolutely, since the last Olympic Games to improve himself, you know, with a small grant from the Irish Sports Council. And it's always going to be difficult, but he has overcome that, and he joined up with Rob Heffernan, of course, the world champion in Cork, and they trained together and stuff. So He adopted a really, really, really positive attitude, and he put his life on hold, really. So he got his reward.
Mark English, what's the situation with his injury? Of course, everyone's got such high hopes for Mark, and rightly so, because he's delivered in the past. What is the situation with Mark and his chances in 800 metres?
Well, his situation at the moment is he's in rehab, you know, in the sense that he's trying to rehab an injury, and you know, that's been monitored every day, and you know, fingers crossed that he'll be able to come out on the track at the end of June and work it from there, you know. But it's it's a little bit worrying, but he's very positive about it. We spent many hours together on Wednesday, I think it was, and you know, he's very positive and he's upbeat and he's in good form and he's positive about being in, not only in Rio but at the European Championships in Amsterdam. So, but there is a date there that he has in his head, and it's the end of June. So he's got to get on the track, hopefully, and he will be on the track hopefully at the end of June. So it's a wee bit worrying, but we're confident that he'll be on track.
And a word on Sinead Jennings.
Well, Sinead Jennings is a good story again, because her sister made the Olympics, of course, in London, did the marathon. So a family story again. And then she, you know, very interesting. She won World Sculls way back many years ago. That event wasn't in the Olympics. Then she went to try cycling for the last Olympics. That didn't work for her. It wasn't her fault. But then she's made it now, and a mother, and such a dedicated girl. And, you know, she's such a driven person and such a focused girl. So when that news came through, I was just absolutely delighted that she can call herself an Olympian, you know.
I'm not going to finish on this because it's a little bit negative, Patsy, but, you know, these people, and we talked about Chloe and all of them and what they've done, and they're doing it the right way, and yet still heading into a major competition. The headlines are being stolen, literally stolen by cheats. As someone who sees the level of effort that these people put in to do it right, it must be incredibly frustrating for you.
Well, it is very frustrating, and, you know, if you sit on the side of a major championship and you have an athlete who's finished fourth in a world in Olympic Games, and you know that the guy, one of the guys who beat him, is a druggie, then it's very hard to deal with. But look, we get up every morning positive. We don't really talk much about what other people do. You can't afford to do that, obviously, mentally. You can't get into that world. But it is, our sport is sport in general is under pressure at the moment, and you know, hopefully there will be an answer to it all. But each day I get up, I read more people have been caught, so that's good news for us guys in the sport.
Now, Patsy, I've read that this is your last Olympics, and can I just say at this stage that that's not allowed, I'm afraid. You're not going anywhere.
Well, the only thing we joke about
happening.
That because we joke about that, Greg, because I said that after Sydney in 2000, and I'm standing here in my garden this morning talking to you about Rio. So, you know,
good, that'll do.
I tell the truth. I think the travel involved in a global sport like athletics, I mean, it was great. I mean, when I was young, I got into a car and I was excited and I bombed up the road and, you know, everything. But you do it so many times. I mean, it's my fifth games now, and basically, and world championships and European championships and everything in between, you know. So basically, I think I'm just fed up with the travel, to be honest.
I can imagine that too.
Although, when I get there, when I hit the ground, I'm really deadly, but I just don't like to travel anymore. I'm just getting fed up with the travel.
I was out in Albufeira a couple of months ago, or a month ago, I can't remember where it was. I went out for a couple of days because the flights were really cheap, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
But there was a group of young Irish athletes were out there, and I was chatting to them, and I think the Finn Valley crew were due to arrive the day after. But what really reason why I'm mentioning it, what an amazing, polite group of people to go out there and to behave so well. It really made me proud to be Irish.
Well, that's lovely to hear, because, yeah, we do. We use Portugal a lot in training camps there, and we use a number of locations, and I'm always glad to hear that they are respectful and that they are, you know, that's a big positive, and I'm encouraged by saying that. And they're great kids, they're great athletes.
I was chatting to them, and I says, I presume you know Patsy McGonagall, don't you? And one, oh yeah, yeah, Patsy. And I says, oh well, you know, I've interviewed him a couple of times. They're like, what? So, you know, you're like royalty to them.
Ah, well, they grew up with me, really.
We'll have to get you onto the Diamond in Donegal Town now to meet Noel Cunningham.
That's for sure. I hardly require the same security.
No. Listen, Patsy, it's been an absolute pleasure. So excited heading into the Games. It's great to have such a strong Donegal contingent as part of the national contingent, which was really the point I tried to make right at the very top of it. And of course, with your association with the sports guys here, we'll be hearing loads from you, but we wanted to touch base.
I'll be on the ball each day. Okay, good luck.
Predict, Patsy, thank you so much. That's Patsy McGonagall there, manager of the Irish Athletics team.